As you can see, the history of the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church and its pastors dates back to 1915 with H.H. Hicks and carries forward to our 2012 with our present pastor, Corey Herthel. And you can see the extent of each one of their services to us here in Midland. Some of them could not be here with us. They're scattered now in Texas and California, Missouri, and various other places. But here is Pastor Richard Harbor, who was here for several years. You can see Dick on the right-hand side with his daughter Crystal, if you remember, was a very little girl at that time. Pastor Harbor became a lieutenant in the United States Navy, and he actually served in Vietnam and was actually in some of the battles that were fought there. On the left is Chad, his son, sadly in the middle, his wife, or his daughter-in-law to the right, his wife, Brandon, his son Brandon passed away about 3 months ago, who was 40-some years old. Chad is an orthopedic surgeon. In Oregon. In the middle there is Pastor Harbor's wife, Jill. He sends his greetings. The Sewards. Pastor Seward celebrated his 90th birthday. Here he brings us greetings from living in Missouri at the moment. And he writes the following. That's one of the things we appreciate about our Midland family. They were always ready and cheerfully willing, whatever the program, whether Sabbath school, church service, prayer meeting, Bible school, evangelistic meetings, revelation seminars, cooking schools, etc. There was never a problem getting help. They were really ready, willing, and volunteering. May God continue to bless you until we meet together at Jesus' coming. You're always in our thoughts, hearts, and prayers. With Christian love, Elder Don and Aunt Myrtle Seward. Tarsi Lee. Tarsi came to us, a young man of Chinese descent, and we just welcomed him into our family. He's now a professor at Oakwood University, PhD. This is his daughter, who is in the seventh grade, and his wife. Tarsi writes, "It is regret that I cannot join you in your centennial celebration. I have fond memories of the short time we shared together. I was a young pastor without much experience, but you were very welcoming and supportive. Although I cannot be with you for this important occasion, I rejoice with you in your celebration. 100 years is a long time. It is a testimony to your faithfulness to God. It also means that we are 100 years closer to the second coming of Christ. May his return be soon." Revelation 22:20. Years in Christ, Tarsi Lee. Pastor Phil Corburn, stand up, and your wife, Beverly, are here with us today. Pastor Dale Walcott. Pastor Walcott was here with us right after Phil in 1990s, and he's now in Navajo country in Arizona. He is supposed to be retired, but he's right at it in Navajo country. And he writes the following. "Congratulations on 100 years of Adventist witness in Midland. Nancy and I wish we could be with you, but schedules don't permit it. We were blessed to spend about 4 years with you, 1999 through 2003, right on the heels of our 10 years in ministry on the Native American Indian reservations. And now we are back on the Navajo reservations in Chinle, Arizona. We are eternally grateful for the huge blessings that both Midland and Mount Pleasant were to us at a critical transition time in our lives. As I write this, I am even tearing up a bit. You loved us, and we will love you forever. With our very best wishes for a spirit-filled future and an early reunion in heaven, we are your dearest friends, Dale and Nancy Walcott." Pastor Darren Greenfield. Darren is now in the West Coast. At the Weimar Institute. He writes, "I could mention many other similar experiences, especially the amazing potluck lunches and fellowship, But for the sake of brevity, I would say that all who lovingly contribute to the Lord's work in this time carried out the Apostle Paul's instruction to the Ephesians church, as recorded in Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. May God bless the finishing of his work in Midland and all the world. There is no greater joy than serving our Lord Jesus, working with him, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God. Maranatha, friends, Pastor Daryl Greenfield. Pastor Daryl Bentley and your wife, please stand. And Ginger. Pastor Corey Herthel and Crystal, stand. And I want to mention in closing that on the table in the foyer are the complete letters that were written by these pastors. So take time to look through the books and you can read the complete letter that each one of them wrote to us this morning. Each one of them received this production yesterday. I thought they would enjoy having it. And so they're ahead of you by one day. Thank you.